This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Happy Friday. The U.S. has more ultra-wealthy people than any other country. And the category is growing. New data shows the ultra-wealthy grew by 13% last year. That means there are currently 255,800 people in the U.S. with a net worth of north of $30 million. Oh, Lord, let me be a long-lost relative to just one of them. 45-year-old Denise Mueller-Koronek broke a speed record at the Bonneville Salt Flats this week. She pedaled her bike at a speed of 183.9 miles an hour. She was riding behind a specially constructed dragster that provided a draft and used a bike with a unique drivetrain that moved the bike forward 128 feet with one revolution of the pedals. End result? She pedaled 3 miles at just under 184 miles an hour. On a bike! USA Today's story says American garages are getting bigger. Problem is, people are buying bigger SUVs and trucks, and suddenly, garage remodeling is becoming a thing. One of the first things people do is raise their garage doors from 7 to 8 feet to accommodate the higher trucks. They say a four-door pickup doesn't fit in a lot of garages, so making the garage deeper is another requested remodel. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. A study out of England says humans are pre-wired to be naturally forgiving. They found people are inherently open to giving second chances after being wronged. I forgive you. Again. Want to drink wine in the shower? Well, Urban Outfitters just started selling a new product called the Sipsky Shower Wine Glass Holder. It's a waterproof device that holds a wine glass, and it suctions on the wall of the shower. So now you can take your glass of wine in the shower and have a safe, secure place to put it while you loofah. If you want one, you can pre-order for $15. They're set to ship in November. This year's National Toy Hall of Fame finalists are American Girl Dolls, Chalk, Chutes and Ladders, the game, the Magic 8 Ball, He-Man action figures, Pinball, the Sled, Tic-Tac-Toe, Tickle Me Elmo, Electric Football, boy, I missed that, Uno, and the Fisher-Price Corn Popper. Three of them will be chosen and inducted in November. Finally, story on the internet, what 30 average things cost 30 years ago. In 1988, the median price for a house was $110,000. Today, it's $323,000. Another example, 30 years ago, you may have gone to see the movies Bull Durham or Die Hard. Average movie ticket was $4.11. 30 years later, it's $9.27. And a pound of bacon cost $1.90 in 1998. Today, $5.25. Knucklehead news, not surprisingly, out of Florida, where a man who'd just been discharged from the hospital had no way to get home. Luckily for him, an ambulance had just arrived transporting a patient to the emergency room, so he hopped in and drove away. Police used the GPS installed in the vehicle to track it down. Caught up with the knucklehead about 30 minutes later. He explained to the officers that he needed to get home, and since the ambulance was parked and left running outside the hospital, it seemed logical. He's been charged with grand theft auto and driving without a license. Knucklehead. That's another week of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. You see something I should buzz about, get it to me. Paul@WCSY.com is my email. Drop things off here at the station across from McFadden's Friendly Motors on M140 in South Haven. Dropbox outside the building if it's after hours, by the way. Leave me a message on Facebook or tweet at COSYFM. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz are available 24/7 on the website, WCSY.com. Become a subscriber. We'll email them to you. They're also on Facebook and great podcasting outlets like iTunes, Google Play, and TuneIn. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. Have a great weekend.